This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So you've got a problem, the answer is clear. Email in to Jake and Amir on If I Were You. They'll help you out. Just shoot them an email. Just give them a shout.
I kind of raised like a rock fist as you pressed start on that song, thinking it was going to be a little more. But
yeah, not all of them have to be like fucking insane pop punk rap ballads.
Or whatever. I liked it. I'm just saying it was.
You were expecting something else.
What I was expecting, but yeah. I think it was great.
This was a 17-year-old named Jay Scully, who's been watching our videos for years, but only recently started the podcast.
He started watching them when he was like 12.
Two.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's how long we've been around. Does that make you feel old?
I want to feel old.
Jay Scully was two.
Who?
Huh? The ukulele player.
That's right. Thank you, Jay, for that. He's on episode 140 right now, so still 400 behind.
Right.
But he'll catch up.
Eventually, in a few more years,
yeah,
he'll listen to this one.
I always say that I want to go back and listen to like episode 15 of ours just to see if we sound differently.
Yeah.
We must.
We have to.
We have to sound bright-eyed and bushy-tailed or something.
Yeah. Our attitude would have been
carefree and young.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be like, definitely. Hey, welcome to the show. Oh my God, we're having so much fun. We're living in the city.
Yeah. It's crazy because you were so insufferable early on like that. Like, I'm surprised anybody stuck around because you were almost like,
whoa, oh my God. All right, welcome to the podcast. Here we go. Let's answer some questions, ladies and gentlemen. Whoa. Here they come. Yeah, like we were doing VO for an animated piece.
We were Looney Tunes. We were Animaniacs when we started.
That's really good.
Yeah, I remember like I listened to the first like few episodes of our podcast.
Over again.
I was like,
recently?
No. When we first started making it.
Oh, yeah, just to like hear
what it sounded
like.
I was like, oh, this show's good. This show's funny. Yeah. I wonder if I would listen to it now if I would think that.
Mm.
Or if I'm so jaded by doing it for...
Yeah, like we watch our old videos and some of them are good and some of them are bad. Where would the podcast land in that?
I guess probably similar. When we watch our old videos, some of them still make me like die laughing.
Yeah, which is almost more embarrassing than thinking
they're
not. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
It's more embarrassing. Well, I don't know. Is it more embarrassing to watch the old ones and be like, wow, this isn't funny, or to watch the old ones and laugh really hard? I think it's better to...
Oh my God, it's an Amber Alert. This is so random.
All right, everyone outside.
Why?
Let's go.
Why?
They're calling on us.
Wait a second. Jake, isn't this your license plate?
Shit.
What the
this
hell?
This is such a sad one. Missing endangered elderly.
How does that work? Because I bet there's more people that go missing than an Amber Alert. There's no way there's like 3 missing people a year.
Yeah, well, maybe
who
in
gets
this,
the Amber
this close proximity to us.
Oh, it's because it's really close?
Yeah.
So there's like, no, but like, I've been like, I hear like, oh, in San Diego, they're getting the same Amber Alert, and it like scares everyone on their phone.
Really?
But who's, yeah, why is this person, this endangered elderly?
Yeah. They're,
who decides to?
Their son works at Apple.
Yeah. It's also
so
pretty
you
crazy
get access
that they
to the Amber Alert.
This emergency alert system can notify every phone.
Yeah.
If it is our
like,
Androids
why can't we do that,
that
for a live show?
That'd be really dope. So I changed
have you
my license
going
plate.
Missing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So you change your license plate to jakeandamir.com/live. And then you go missing.
No, I'll abduct a fucking tween.
Oh, right. There
yeah.
you go.
And then it's like missing tween. Everybody go to jakeandamir.com/live for more info.
That's really smart.
And then it redirects to a ticket link.
And then could the Amber Alert be a hyperlink? That'd be really special.
Or it's a podcast called Amber Alert.
Mm.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be about stealing kids.
I thought it was a fire alarm. I thought something was happening to us, but instead it was happening to someone else.
Also, our phones are on silent and it did that siren.
Yeah.
That's very powerful.
What if I was not on airplane mode. That would be interesting. Does it come through on airplane mode?
No, it can't. There wouldn't be any reception, right?
Or there must be like latent reception can tap into.
even if your phone is off,
Jobs has the availability. The ability.
Jobs has the availability. You're a really bad receptionist. You're asking people to make an appointment.
Jobs
with a dead
has
man.
The jobs to get it done.
You know that if we were in a movie screening, that would completely disrupt the flow of the film.
Yeah.
That can't happen in Hollywood.
Yeah.
What if I was showing a cut?
Right.
A director's cut.
Yeah. A refined cut
of a film.
Even a rough assembly.
There's no
way.
To
like Brad Pitt, Brad Cooper.
Any Brad watching dailies would get that.
Can you imagine
and be
that?
Completely taken out of the story.
Yeah. Even Matthew Broderick.
Who?
Matthew Broderick, Bradley Cooper, Bradley Pitt, and Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. He would get it and he would be like, I can't necessarily focus on what's going on anymore.
Mm-hmm. And there goes our funding for our feature,
which is the Amber Alert idea.
Yes.
Amber Alert probably being named after a teenager named Amber that was abducted.
I believe that is the vibe.
It's good. It's cool. Not cool, obviously, but it's interesting that she was named so appropriately to like go well with alert.
I'm not 100% sure. It could just be like
the color.
Color thing. Amber. No idea.
But that's why I'll look it up. That's why it's so interesting that it like could be both.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that interesting.
Oh, wow. Amber is a backronym.
Oh.
So it is a reference to an abduction for an Amber. And then they backed into the acronym.
Wow. So they made an acrostic poem.
Exactly.
For Amber.
At the FBI.
What does it stand for?
All right, guys, listen up. Amber. Who's got
ideas?
There's no bad ideas. So what do you think Amber stands for now that they backed into it?
Are they dumb enough to make the first word alert?
It's not alert.
Okay. Active, missing.
Missing is correct.
Okay.
America's missing.
America's missing. Ba 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 ba.
America's missing broadcast emergency response.
Yeah. If I had the day, I would have gotten that.
They made an acrostic. It's a really funny way to think about what went down here. And then one day the FBI wrote a poem called Amber.
Yeah, they did a haiku as well.
We probably shouldn't be joking around about kidnapping.
Yeah.
It's actually really important, guys.
Don't really get high important. And mighty like you fucking, you did this.
And
initially.
I do apologize for
you
Jake.
You said you were going to abduct a tween to promote our live shows. You said that. I went along for the ride. I just made a joke about an acrostic poem. Okay?
If anything, I abducted then, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you an are alert. You're putting me on blast on a fucking Thursday, no less.
The worst day to be on blast.
Yeah.
If you guys are watching this, we are doing this as a video. Jake and I are in studio.
That's right.
So you can be viewing this on our podcast YouTube channel.
Yeah.
If I Were You Show.
If I Were You Show.
Otherwise, this is just a normal audio podcast like you've always enjoyed.
Yep.
Called If I Were You, this is the only advice pod on the web hosted by us.
That's true.
Here's a question that we got.
Okay.
If you have your own questions, you can email that down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
Same one that Jay Scully sent us over.
True.
For that theme song.
True.
My neighbors in the apartment next to me have been waking me up in the middle of the night the last few nights. By having sex, I'll be dead asleep and then jolted awake by the sounds of cracking and loud moaning, mostly male, coming from the other side of the bedroom wall. I haven't done anything about it. because I don't know how to approach the situation. The only interaction I've ever had with these neighbors is asking to keep their karaoke down one night. Mm. But this is much more awkward.
Yeah.
I can't keep losing sleep and wanting to doze off at work. So what do you guys think I should do? Should I confront them during the day or knock loudly on the wall next time they wake me up mid-coitus or leave a passive-aggressive note on the door?
Mm.
How do I get my sleep back without making my neighbors hate me?
Okay.
We'll call this guy Ned Flanders.
Right. Interesting.
Interestante, actually.
How much sex could they be having? It can't seem like it would happen literally every single night. Like,
yeah, but even like three times a week to be woken up by the sex,
yeah,
is a lot.
Knocking, I think it's a little too aggressive to just knock.
Mm-hmm.
The note, I think, is weird. So those options off the table, let's say.
Yeah.
You had the conversation about the karaoke. So
they know you're sort of down to keep hush.
Yeah. You could just get earplugs, earmuffs.
Do you wear? I tried those once. I can't sleep with them. They're like so annoying and like, I don't know.
But then I also thought I would never be able to sleep with an eye mask, and now I really enjoy sleeping with the eye mask.
So same, sure I guess same with my grind guard. You get used to it.
You don't use an eye mask?
I don't use an eye mask, but I use a grind guard. But whenever I stick the phone in my ear, like it feels like there's something in my ear, and I can't get comfortable.
Yeah, I don't think I would be into that too. But you know, I've like done. When there's been like something loud, I remember like sleeping with one ear against the mattress and the other one over my head.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that in your
not
own house.
Not every night. Not every night. But you can't just get the second pillow and it's like one pillow on the side, the other one over the ear.
That this is why he should buy a house. That way you get the privacy of the home. You
get
like
perfect.
A 3-bedroom.
Yeah.
And then like a really nice lot, like a yeah. big lot.
Okay. So yeah, they're living in an apartment.
Yeah.
Oopsie, which is, mistake number one.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
Yeah.
And then I got this really sick 4-bedroom, 4-bath, right. the compound.
So you just need a home. So yeah. You
and
get
then
the,
I've been buying the houses around would you, me for
yeah,
privacy.
Right. For privacy, for quiet.
Exactly.
I would do the gate.
The gate plus
obviously.
And then retrofit the entire thing with
yeah.
double paned windows. It's only like $2,900 a window. This
yeah.
guy says he lives in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans.
And the property, there's some really sick mansions there.
Right.
He moves to a mansion.
Yeah.
And then he can't necessarily hear anybody what's going on the other
yeah.
side of the...
Yeah. Because then it saves you from having like a weird conversation.
Yes,
you
exactly. Because like, you're just the landlord now.
Right. I would spend, what would you say, $2 to $3 million
per house.
Something in
yeah.
the garden district.
Yes. A garden district
that'd
would
be really,
really
nice.
There's some really beautifully preserved houses there.
Yeah.
I was looking at one the other day just for funsies for
yeah.
6.1.
Were you? That was a teardown, right? I mean, for anybody else, it was immaculately renovated, but you wanted to do a teardown. So
my own
have...
thing, down to the studs.
Yeah.
Yeah, a gut reno.
That's right.
A project just for funsies, just
yeah.
so I can have like a...
Just so you could walk down Bourbon Street masturbating like you like to do sometimes. Don't you like to walk down Bourbon Street masturbating?
No.
Is that you? Is that you who likes to...
On these posters?
Expose yourself?
Because it's pretty grainy,
yeah.
but I can tell that it's you based on...
Here you are with
the way you hold yourself.
Yeah, that's right. I think you could just do something loud in your room to kind of convey that the walls are thin.
Oh, that's good.
You know, whether it's having sex, if you have that available to you, or masturbating.
Porn.
Porn, yeah, porn kind of loud. Clearing your throat, passing wind, talking loudly on the phone, something to
gaming.
Demonstrate to them that the walls are thin.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. That's one thing. The other would be wait till they do something else karaoke-esque, and next time you say, keep this thing down, the walls are very thin, we share a wall.
That's good.
You know, so then you're kind of hinting at, like, there's other things that should be kept down as
it's
well.
It's not just this that I can hear.
Yeah. I hear everything.
The problem is when you leave a note, a vague note, they know who it is because there's only one neighbor that shares the wall.
Yeah. I wouldn't leave the note.
But the note would probably stop them.
I hear you having sex.
Yeah. Can you have sex between 8 and 11?
Right. I love that you have a healthy sexual appetite.
I'd love to have one.
I love
too.
That you have a good sex drive.
Yeah. But do you have to be so loud about it? I once had a neighbor that smoked cigarettes and I could smell it in my apartment.
Where was that?
Williamsburg.
Interesting.
But like it's her fault because she's smoking, but it's also the building's fault because you can smell smoke.
Yeah.
Can you smoke cigarettes in your apartment? Or is that like against the rules?
A lot of places have no smoking.
In the entire rules. Building?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think... Wait.
But your own apartment?
Yeah. I don't know. I think places have no smoking rules for sure.
But then it's like you can't even smoke outside either near a building. It's really hard to smoke.
Yeah.
Can you not smoke like within like certain feet of a building? Like where do they want you to... And you can't smoke at a park? They make it harder and harder. Yeah. Luckily, I don't smoke, so right. I like the rules, but it must suck to be a smoker.
Definitely. The smokers are ostracized.
Yeah.
But it's only because they have a habit that will kill them.
Yeah, it's a really bad habit. It also kills other people.
Right. That's the reason why you're not allowed to do it in certain places.
And it smells bad, too, on your fingers, and it makes your teeth bad,
right.
too.
Yeah.
It's really like 99% awful.
Yeah.
It must be really, really good when you're addicted to it to have it. Otherwise, like, it wouldn't be worth all that.
Dave Rosenberg used to smoke. He would smoke. He started smoking at 26. I've told this story before.
Who?
Dave Rosenberg started smoking at 26 years old. I would see him outside of ISC and be like, this is the best decision I ever made. He loved it.
I guess it's a cool culture, to take a smoke break with other smokers.
Yeah. It doesn't always look cool. I've seen people look quite miserable. Like
when it's cold out.
Yeah, when it's cold. I remember Cohen, who works here, used to smoke. He doesn't smoke anymore.
No.
But when I was living with him, I remember one day we were like hungover. We're walking to work and it's like February. He's huddled outside our apartment trying to like light a cigarette so like limp and then like walking to the subway, but his hands are freezing. Like, oh. But then Don Draper does it and he looks very fucking cool.
Yeah, it's cool to do it like at a martini bar or something like that.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of the appeal. Jeff also tells me that, Rosie tells me that like so many people that he meets in New York City, he meets them outside a bar smoking.
Oh,
so it's kind of like, yeah, you know, you go outside, somebody wants to bum a cigarette, somebody needs a light, you get to chatting.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting way to meet new people, which is something I don't ever do.
I wonder if it's coming back. Like it was everywhere in the 90s, and then it went away, and not a lot of people smoked, and maybe it's making like a hipster style resurgence.
I think the annoying thing that happens now is that like in the city you would go outside to smoke, but now people kind of just like try to secretly hit their vapes in between
drinks.
There's
vaping too.
So, but vaping is something that you can just like pull and take a deep drag of, and then like even if it's not allowed, you can kind of get away with it and just like release the stench into the bar.
Yeah. Doesn't Jeffrey have a nicotine vape?
Yeah.
So it's like slightly better than...
It's better for you, but it looks a lot less cool. It's also still bad for you, but, you know, smoking is poison.
But you can do it indoors, right?
Yeah. I don't know. You're not allowed to do it indoors. but people just do because the smoke dissipates so quickly.
Because it's
vapor. You can basically get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to.
Right. You're not supposed to. And it's bad. And it smells bad. And it looks uncool.
So this guy should talk to his neighbors?
Huh?
The sex?
Yeah.
Or you can axe bomb them.
Axe bomb.
You tape the axe and you throw it into someone.
No, I went to college long enough to know what axe bombing was.
Yeah. It's a aerosol body spray that makes you smell supposedly better but kind of worse.
Mm-hmm.
You tape it shut so it's going off and then throw it into a room.
Right.
Slam it in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could try that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Come back after these messages. And we're back. Jake, do you have any...
On to Let's Do It If I Can. Mom, I'm coming.
I do not, but I think you do.
Yeah. So I've been doing some flight purchasing recently.
Ah, yes.
And
it's one of my favorite
pastimes. Yeah, it's fun to check out, try to get the best deals, try to get the best value.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a little bit flexible on time, location, you can save some cash.
Right.
But flights nowadays are super expensive.
Yeah, because everyone's kind of becoming okay with traveling at the same time.
Exactly. So it's like, oh, you want to go here? That's actually $1,200 now.
And
you're like, oh, maybe I'd rather buy a laptop.
Right.
So I found this feature in Google Flights, which lets you, like, for example, we're going to Montreal.
Yes.
Flight back to L.A., $1,100.
Of course. I need to buy two because Avital's coming.
Across the country, and that's fine.
Yeah.
So I'll search what's the cheapest flight to anywhere from Montreal? So it's like, oh, it's $1,000 to LA, but $299 to Phoenix. And once you're in Phoenix, that's a Southwest flight away.
Oh, but like, that's fascinating.
But like Air Canada won't be like, fly to Phoenix and then switch to Southwest and then do this.
Right, right, right.
So in Google Flights, you can just say cheapest flights from Montreal, and then you can zoom in on the map and be like, okay, let me get to the western part of America.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to get me to fucking LA, but get me to San Diego, get me to Phoenix, get me to Vegas. And sometimes those flights are like 22% of the price.
Right.
And you can even probably get like a business class flight to like a Vegas or a Phoenix versus a coach shitty flight all the way to LA.
Yeah, so you're saving like $900 by not flying direct.
Yes, and then you can
that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, and then you can probably like turn it into like, oh, I'm going to San Diego, I can rent a car and still save money. Oh, I'm going to Vegas, I can spend a night in Vegas and still spend save money.
You wouldn't really save money. You wouldn't save money in Vegas
because I would lose tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, yeah, but like, oh, I can have $1,000 to play back. With. I'll
yes,
play,
exactly. Right, and then that becomes $2,000.
It can't be red four times in a row.
This is crazy. Easy. Right. Two.
Yeah.
$1,000,000 on two. Zero. You know they added a triple zero in Vegas now?
Do they really?
Yeah. So it's zero, double zero, and then a third green slot.
That's
not fair.
No. That's crazy.
The house already always
won. And they still
won.
The same, and they give you the same odds?
Of course. It's 35-1, but there's 38 slots now.
That genuinely seems... It fucked up even for Vegas. Mm. I'm surprised that people abided that.
Yeah, it's fine because ultimately you want to try to win cash and you're like, what are the odds it lands on triple zero? Or some places call it V, like if you're at a hotel that starts with V.
Mm. Wow. Like,
all right, 22 black spins. Ooh, V. You're like, V?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
That genuinely pisses me off. That really irks me.
I mean, they probably added double zero at a certain point, and they're like, ooh, yeah, probably get away. They can get away with that ever. Make 37 yellow, and it's like, oh, that, so
are they not doing well enough?
I think not because of the whole pandemic thing.
Mm, yeah.
I guess they want to win more cash per spin.
That's fucked up. I'll never play roulette again.
You probably will if you're there and like people are having fun and you're a little tipsy.
Yeah.
The Google flight hack. Have you experienced that before? Or did I just teach you something?
No, that's good. That's really good. It's interesting just for me because it wouldn't apply to me because I will only fly Delta, but I could see that being good for others.
But even in New York, there's so many options. Like you'll be like tri-state area and it'll give you some flights to Newark, but you never look like what's a flight to Philly cost? Maybe it's cheaper. What's a flight to Boston? Maybe it's cheaper. And then you can...
I mean, I would definitely use that if it was like egregiously expensive, like you're dealing with.
Right.
But I think I tend to, when I price shop and it's like, oh, this flight is like $100 or $200 more.
Yeah.
Then you like start clicking through Southwest and it's like, oh, if you want to board early, if you want to check a bag.
Yeah.
It's like,
they upcharge
it basically
you.
Gets to the same price. Right. And I'm a Delta fanboy.
You got the miles.
I got the miles. They treat me like royalty now. So it's hard to go anywhere else because it's...
The system worked and it got you completely.
Yeah, it got me good. They got their claws in me deep.
You'll pay the premium.
Yeah, I'll pay the premium. Yeah.
All right. Just some nice travel advice.
Very nice.
Okay. New question?
Yeah, let's do it.
La 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 la. How do I get my boyfriend to fuck me?
Yes.
Sorry, I haven't read the question.
Fuck it, I'll do it.
This is a 15-year-old boy.
Come on.
Yeah. But we have that.
Then you're fucked up for bringing it on.
All right, it's not a 15-year-old boy.
Jesus Christ.
I'm a 26-year-old lady, and I just got my first boyfriend a few months ago. To paint the picture, he's been moving excruciatingly slow in terms of our physical relationship. Mm. Took him about a month to hold my hand and a little longer to actually kiss me. We have now moved. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah. You put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Moved on to some more physical stuff. Thank God, but he still hasn't fucked me. We've been giving each other hand jobs.
Okay.
Well, since this is my first boyfriend, I'm not really sure if this is standard behavior. Long story short, how do I get my boyfriend to fuck me? I don't want to come off too strong since he seems very sweet and respectful, but I'm also dying of lust. Thank you.
This is great.
I feel like he's just shy, or he's just erring on the side of slow and taking his time.
Totally.
A few months ago.
Yeah. I think this is your first boyfriend. So one of the things that you would do in a relationship is talk to each other. Mm. You know?
Like actually say, oh, by the way, I wonder if we can have
sex. If you have desires. They've been together for months now.
A few months, yeah.
Yeah, so ideally, when you have a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, you can speak with them about things that you like or want or don't want.
And that could be one of the things.
And this could be one of the things.
You could say, I'd like to have sex.
Right. And you, I don't think it's coming off – it's definitely not coming off too strong at this point because you've been together for several months. So I think you could bring it up. And then you'll find out the reason why it hasn't happened. Maybe he's nervous.
That he's not good.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there's a million reasons that it could be, but then the first step
he's
is figuring out.
He's not good. His dick is just, ain't it?
That's the same as not good, I think. That's the third thing.
He gets dehydrated at the thought of it, so he had to give him a headache.
Nervous.
He has sexual intimacy issues that stem from a litany of things.
Yeah.
One of those things could be
his dick, ain't it? Well, she's touching his dick.
That's right. He has been giving hand jobs. Hand jobs, third base. I forget what third base is.
Yeah, that's third base.
Second base is like topless ladies action.
Feeling boobs, yeah.
Yeah, and then first base is just kissing.
Yeah, first base is kissing.
Third base hand jobs.
Uh-huh.
That's a really big leap from second. So it's like, kissing, well, there was, touching, and now you're
did you guys not have sloppy second?
Sloppy seconds is when there's tongue on second base.
Right.
That's more of a, yeah, that's the shortstop.
Right.
Yeah.
That's getting the runner in a pickle between second and third.
Oh, no, he's in a pickle now. He's running back and forth.
What's he going to do?
Yeah, he avoided the tag,
yeah,
as it were.
The third base from second isn't a huge leap. I mean, there's like touching in between there.
Yeah, but it's ejaculation, seemingly.
Not necessarily ejaculation.
From the hand job, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in an ideal world, sure.
Sloppy thirds.
No one says that, but that I would imagine it's like
oral sex.
Wet the base. So yeah, that would be oral.
Yeah. You think anyone's ever actually gotten a hand job on third base? That would be so cool.
Oh yeah.
So you have a baseball field near your house, and you do the bases on the bases.
Definitely, someone's done that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's called...
not like during a game.
No,
I don't think.
Of course not.
It'd have to be at night.
Not during a night.
What's the
game
craziest
either?
Place you ever had sex? I would really like to know. It's the craziest place Amir Blumenfeld has ever fucked or been fucked or been cucked.
I've been cucked on a football field. I don't really have any crazy places. Maybe like a closet of somebody else's parents' house.
Interesting. When was that? Recently?
No, it was like during my younger days visiting a lady.
Oh, closet. Closet. That's hot.
That's good.
That's actually really hot.
I feel like
I'm
too old.
And you were cucked there?
I was cucked there, yeah. So she brought her ex, Henry, to sort of
Henry.
Get sloppy thirds while I watch.
God.
I just needed to get a Sparrow sweater from her old man because I was cold around the campfire.
Love that.
What's your craziest place?
There have been, I think... I did have sex on the 50-yard line of a football field.
Wow.
That's up there.
Right in the middle of the halfway point.
I've done some bar bathrooms. Yeah. Dugout. I did have sex in a dugout.
Seems like you raided a high school at one point.
All of this was in high school or early college.
A dugout. Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It does happen when you're young because you can't just like have sex in your house.
Yeah.
You have to get creative. You have to go somewhere else.
That's true. What about a fucking hotel room? How random is that?
It's not that crazy. It's
normal.
Yeah. Very. What it must be one of the most popular places to have sex.
Really? Because sometimes when I check in, it just feels like someone had sex there.
Yeah.
I can like sort of
smell it.
The ghosts of my ex-girlfriend's past situations.
Someone had sex in that closet for sure.
So the advice here is to talk to this person.
Yeah. Yeah. I would talk to them. Have a conversation.
Okay. That seems easy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Let us know how the sex is. Or not. We don't deserve to know,
but
it would be curious to find out.
Yeah, I hope it's good.
And if it's a private situation that's keeping him at bay, email it to us and we won't read it on the podcast.
Right, or at the very least, we won't say their real name.
Yes, while we describe the reason.
Yeah, we'll give the email address that it came from, but it won't be
You won't be able to reverse search that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's take another break, thank another sponsor, come back and answer some more questions after these messages. All right, we're back.
Yep.
One last question to rule them all.
Love it.
I accidentally matched with a housemate on Hinge.
Hinge.
We'll call this lady Hillary Hinge.
Nice.
Yesterday, I thought I'd get back on Hinge after a long break and just went through and matched with people who had already liked me. Today, I got a message from one of the girls that I matched with saying me, her, and her roommate should get a drink soon. I had literally just hit my bong, and it took me a second to process that it was a girl that I already met last week because we literally live in the same house. I moved into the upper unit a couple weeks ago, and my roommate put me in a house GC with the two people in the downstairs unit. What do you think GC means there?
GC.
Put me in a house GC with the two people.
Group chat.
Group chat.
Nice.
Thank you for the win. Put me in a group chat. I met her when she messaged the group chat and asked if anyone had an Allen key, and I did. We had a nice conversation, but I literally didn't recognize her Hinge profile when I matched with her. What kind of fucked up fan fiction is this? For context, literally everyone in the house is queer, including me and this girl. We're both 23-year-old brown women. This makes it simultaneously more and less awkward. I probably am going to have a drink or coffee with her roommate because my roommate was also saying we should do this last week. How do I act? What do I say? I've never been on a date with anyone, even though I'm hot as fuck. Would love your thoughts on this.
This is all fine.
Do you think the roommate knows that this is like a, I actually matched with you on Hinge? Do you say anything? Oh, we just matched on Hinge. Or do you pretend
don't
like
bring
the
it up?
Thing,
of course you don't bring it up.
The Hinge thing didn't happen.
Yes.
So you have to meet this person.
Well, it happened.
Yeah.
This is the best attaboy you can have going into the casual drink or whatever. It's like
she's
confirmation
been pre-approved
that they think each other are hot. It's like, I would go on a date with you. I like you.
Yeah.
Now we're getting a drink. Yes, I gave you an Allen key. There you go.
That's cool.
It's like, yeah, you don't bring it up. You don't have to say, oh, it's crazy we matched on Hinge. That's not what it's about.
Yeah.
It's just the validation you need before you hang out.
Yeah.
And eventually it will come up, ideally after you have hooked up. You say, isn't it crazy we matched on Hinge?
Yeah.
Or you don't say anything at all and you just acknowledge that you've matched on Hinge.
And then you go
should we
go
chat
to the
on
bathroom.
Hinge or on the group
yeah,
chat?
Yeah, that's
you know,
good.
Like,
you go to the bathroom and you text her from the Hinge account.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you up to tonight?
Right.
And then you come back out from the bathroom.
It's like nothing
this
happened.
This is fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
You have a twin on Hinge. You're on Twinge.
The thing about, like, it's only awkward if you had done something and they hadn't done something back. You know, like, if you, here's an awkward one.
Uh-huh.
You slid into their DMs on Instagram asking for a date and they left you unseen, but now you're going on a group date. That's kind of interesting. That would be like, oh, okay, like, is that going to come up? Like, they kind of rejected me on this other platform. But you matched on Hinge. Confirmation that you're into each other.
Yeah.
So like going out in another context is perfectly fine and good.
Yeah, you just don't be the first to bring it up, but if it does come up organically.
Yeah, and it wouldn't come up because what it
unless
dating apps are
it
just
up.
A weird passive thing that happens in the background, matching, liking, chatting. It's all very, very casual.
This is you getting caught on a dating app.
Yeah. Jillian.
It's casual.
Oh, so you can fuck whoever you want.
And I can't
go on Tinder.
The very least Thrinder. Hinge, Twinge, OK Cupid, So Gay Stupid.
Yeah.
We should be able to use it all. I'm actually only using Raya to make network connections. I'm looking to
see,
network
that's interesting.
With a DJ.
You shouldn't have deleted Raya.
Yeah.
You at the very least should have stayed on Raya.
That's so what I hear, that people are using it to like meet friends or business associates.
Or at the very least, just see who else is on it.
Celebrities.
Yeah, what celebs are on Raya. That's a fun, interesting thing to see.
Yeah. Well, it's more interesting like which basketball players are on it for me. So really, Avital stays on Raya. I use it to sort of talk to basketball players.
Right, and so does she.
She imagines. Yeah, she could chat with Kevin Durant, but I would be like, hey, it's me. I'm Avital's man. I'm a huge fan. Do you think you'll end up on the Suns? Then I can use that to sort of gain an edge on the house, making future bets on the NBA.
There you go. Because ever since they added V to the roulette table, I can't catch a windfall in Vegas.
Explaining myself to Andre Drummond over Raya chat. Sliding into a basketball player's DM as a fan. Will you send me an autograph, sir? Jordan Clarkson. I've been following you since 2013.
Yeah.
Okay, so overall, this lady shouldn't worry as much.
Yeah, this is good. This is exciting. Congrats.
Nice. It's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Hillary Hinge.
Yep.
Congratulations to you guys. Appreciate you watching us. If you are watching, like I said, we are in the studio. We're videoing this whole thing.
Yep.
And you can listen to us, as always, every week. And if you have your own questions or emails, send them on down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Correct.
Jay Scully was the theme song today?
That's right. 17-year-old uke player.
So we're running low on both. Let's send... Now's your best time to get your questions answered and your theme songs played.
That's correct.
And for more of us watching Jake and Amir videos, you can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
And we'll be back, of course, next Monday.
Yep.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye.
So you've got a problem. The answer is clear. Email it. Jake and Amir on If I Were You, they'll help you out. Just shoot them an email, just give them a shout.
was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.